Welcome you to the program, listeners. Tyler Friel with you on WISR 680 AM 107.5 FM. Great to have you aboard with us this afternoon. As always, we like to talk a little bit about everything here on the program, and very excited about our guest today inside the studio. His name is Rich Fitzgerald. Rich is the Allegheny County Executive, and he is soon to begin a new position where he'll serve as Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And Rich joins us inside the studio. Rich, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate you making the trip up here to Butler.
Absolutely, Tyler. Good to be here, and I'm going to be here a lot, so people in Butler probably get used to me a little bit. I'm excited about the new position. You know, for the last 12 years, I served as the Allegheny County Executive Director, County Executive, and now the entire 10-county region, that's mostly by county commissioners, like Butler County Commissioners, Oshie and Geyer and Boozle. I've known them for many, many years and work with them, and it really is about a lot of infrastructure, a lot of workforce development, improving broadband and communication, improving a lot of the water, sewer, trails, a lot of the things that the federal government is doing, a lot of money that the federal government had approved a couple years ago with the infrastructure bill is now being deployed. And we want to make sure we in Southwestern Pennsylvania get our fair share so that we can help improve quality of life and the economic climate of this region.
So for folks who hear something called Southwestern PA Commission, they may look at that and go, all right, well, what does that actually do? What does that actually mean? Is it a government agency? You know, well, what exactly is the commission?
It's kind of a quasi-government agency because it is run by the county commissioners of the 10 counties of Southwestern Pennsylvania. And that would include, and I'm going to try and do this in alphabetical order, Allegheny, Armstrong, Beaver, Butler, Greene, Fayette, Lawrence, Washington, Westmoreland, Indiana. I think I got them all.
That's pretty impressive.
We're getting close. but it really is, and I like to say it, it's the people who wave the black and gold towels, right? We root for the same football, baseball, hockey team. We believe black and gold. And it really is, you know, that kind of Southwestern Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, and an at-large Pittsburgh root for the Steelers, root for the Pirates, root for the Penguins type of thing that's kind of endemic in what we all are here in Southwestern Pennsylvania.
So as, you know, you take a look at how this is broken down, you know, when you're talking about federal dollars and things like that, as you mentioned, this is all interconnected. Southwestern PA is all interconnected, but you have counties kind of operating on their own, trying to do some projects. How does a commission come in and try to make sure all of these are tied together, that something that Butler is doing is going to be beneficial to Beaver or to Armstrong County and then throughout the entire 10-county region?
Well, I think one of the best examples might be a few years ago when the cracker plant, the Beaver County cracker mm-hmm. plant came about. And I was on the commission. I still am on the commission as one of the 10 counties. And all of us came together to support Beaver County in building out some of the road and infrastructure work that PennDOT was a part of and the Federal Highway Administration was part of, because I think we all realized that $8 billion investment in that huge plant that's going to provide a lot of jobs coming down in the future isn't just for those workers, the iron workers and the steam fitters who live in Beaver County. People are coming from Butler County to work there, our building trades. And the folks that will be working in that plant will be coming there. The same thing happens, I think, in Butler County with Cranberry. A lot of the jobs like Mine Safety Appliance or PPG or Westinghouse, you know, because you're right on the 79 and 76 corridor, people that can live in Indiana County or live in Allegheny County can work in Cranberry. So I think there is an interconnection, and it is important for if the jobs are in downtown Pittsburgh or the jobs are in Oakland at the University of Pittsburgh or UPMC, how do people get there? We've got to have a good parkway that works. I-79 and 279 have to work. Route 8 has to work. So these kind of improvements to allow people to not have a 2-hour commute and maybe only have a 45-minute commute to get to their job are important.
For these federal dollars that are coming in, is there a rough number that you're aware of this is the actual number that could be coming into the Southwestern PA area? I mean, billions of dollars, millions of dollars?
We're talking billions of dollars. You know, when you think about some of these major road and bridge projects on an I-79 or the Turnpike, the you know, these These are major, major dollars. We're talking, you know, projects themselves. One project could be over $100 million, those type of things. So we are talking about a lot of projects, but we're also talking about sometimes small projects on a country road that a bridge is out or there has a landslide that has occurred and has kind of shut down the road or shut down one lane of the road. And we've all kind of experienced that. It also involves things like trails. You know, we've seen these beautiful trails that have been built where rail lines have been abandoned years ago, the Rails to Trails organization. And you know, we know that that is an economic driver. People want to live in places where they have this quality of life, and parks and green spaces are part of that. So I don't want to just limit this to like, okay, we're going to fix the highway. There are things we could do for Moraine State Park that could be dollars that we could access from the federal, the BIL, which is called the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. There's also the IRA, which deals with climate change and projects that can deal with decarbonization. We also have the Jobs and CHIPS Law. So there's a lot of federal programs that have come out over these last couple of years that many regions of the country are going to be competing for. And one of the things we'll be doing is going visit our congressional delegation, Congressman Kelly, who's been a great advocate for helping this region to be able to go get some of those dollars that the federal government has authorized a few years ago.
Again, here with Rich Fitzgerald, new executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. One of the things, and I'm sure you experienced it as an executive of Allegheny County, it feels like navigating government can be a challenge at times when you're trying to advocate on a countywide basis for things in Harrisburg or things in Washington, D.C. What challenges are you expecting, or what challenges do you think that you, being in charge of this commission, can help navigate those waters? Basically, what do you think some of the biggest challenges are for these counties to operate right now, to get these infrastructure dollars, to get all this, and make sure that they're running smoothly?
Well, some of it is we don't know what we don't know. We don't know what opportunities, say, might exist in Westmoreland County, for example. And I'm just throwing it out there. It could be any county. It could be Allegheny or the city of Pittsburgh. But so getting the folks at the table that know that, and that can include, obviously, our political leaders, the county commissioners, the mayors of some of these towns. It could be the developers in these towns who are working on some of these projects. We also have three big entities that work in the 10-county space that I talked about, SPC being one of them, the Allegheny Conference being another one, and RIDC, the Regional Industrial Development Corporation, also is in all these sites. So where they have an industrial park, RIDC, for example, in Butler County, we will want to work with them and the Allegheny Conference to, if we're all going together to Harrisburg, we have a better chance of getting what we need. If we go to Washington together, you know, we can talk to our Senate delegation and our House delegation. And if everybody's on the same page, we have a better chance of getting the money out of the Federal Transportation Administration in Washington or PennDOT in Harrisburg. And one of the things I think I bring to the table is I did a lot of this, obviously, as the Allegheny County executive. So I do have a good relationship with, say, Governor Shapiro and Lieutenant Governor Davis and the folks there. And then in Washington, I've worked with Congressman Kelly and Senator Casey and folks like that for many, many years. And I think it puts us in a good position, but it really is going to be about getting all of us kind of on the same page as these county commissioners all get sworn in on January 2nd in all 10 counties, as they begin their first 4-year term. It's about putting their priorities on the table and then trying to kind of bring that together so that we're all on the same page.
When you take a look at this region, is there any particular industry that you feel is something that is a sleeping giant that you feel like, hey, if we can get this thing cooking, that it's just going to snowball and really be a good economic driver in the region?
I think there's a lot of things we can hit on, and I'll start with energy. I think there's no question, because of things like Marcellus Shale, having the largest natural gas find in North America under our feet can be very, very helpful. And, you know, when there's this move with, say, the IRA and other initiatives to decarbonize, natural gas and a hydrogen hub and things along those lines can be a big part of it. And I think we've got these great universities. They're doing a lot of research and a lot of training in that space can be very helpful. And I think of the Penn State campuses that we have in this region, which a number of them that we have. The University of Pittsburgh, certainly, and Carnegie Mellon, but even some of our smaller colleges around here. And we have a workforce in our building trades, for example, that are way ahead of other places around around the country and building out these pipelines. I talked about the cracker plant. The fact that we have experience in putting things like that together and building the pipelines that feed that cracker plant puts us in a really, really good position. It also gives us competitive advantage when it comes to manufacturing, because we can have lower energy costs and lower, you know, infrastructure costs when it comes to doing manufacturing. So, and I also think we have such a great work ethic in this region where people are willing to go and work hard every day. And I think it puts us in a good position. But robotics, life sciences, chemicals, manufacturing, we still make steel. You know, I know that's, you know, not what we did, you know, 20, 30 years ago, but because of the automation that's happened in that industry. But I think manufacturing will still be big. But I do think energy and some of those other places are going to happen. I also think tourism is this is a great place because we have such natural beauty. When you think of things like Falling Water and McConnell's Mills and places that people want to visit, I think, you know, we don't want to give that short shrift either.
When you take a look at Western PA, or take a look at the state as a whole, obviously it's no secret we don't have as many people as we used to. And I ask this of almost every politician, every community leader, because to me it does seem to be the big question. How do you get more people in this area?
Well, the fact is we have been, but I'm going to point to brag a little bit about myself and ourselves. Within the last census, Allegheny County actually grew for the first time in 60 years in the 2020 census. But more importantly, it grew in young people. It grew in that 25 to 34 year old age range. We grew by 20% in that cohort, while the nation was only growing by 11%. We need to spread that out in other areas, that this is a great place for young people to live, to begin their family, to raise a family with jobs, affordability. You know, when you think about what you can buy a house here in this region versus what you would buy a house in Boston or San Francisco or Washington, the affordability and the quality of life that we have here, with a lot of green space and our cultural amenities, great sports teams, even at the collegiate and high school level, there's just a great ethic of work and family that is here. And I think, you know, we hadn't done a good job for many years of keeping our young people. Young people would move away. And I always think about a Steeler game when the Steelers are on the road and half the fans in that stadium are Steeler fans. Mm-hmm. And the announcers always get this wrong. Like, oh, don't they all get on a plane and fly to San Diego or LA or wherever they're going? No, those are Pittsburghers who moved 20, 30 years ago when the mills closed or when the factories closed and they had to leave. But they still have this allegiance to Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania, because it never leaves you. And I think it's tapping into that spirit to keep people here and also to attract new people, new young people from not just around the country, but from around the world, and bring their talent in and the entrepreneurial spirit that they bring and help this region grow.
Again, here with Rich Fitzgerald, new executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. What do you identify as the biggest challenge you think for this region over the next 10 years?
I think it really is just about bringing people together that sometimes are divided, whether they're divided politically, whether they're divided geographically, you know, meaning like city versus suburb versus rural, and a mindset of us in believing in ourselves, believing that we can do it, that we can compete with anybody. We don't have to take a backseat to the New Yorks or Bostons or LAs or Chicagos or anybody, that we can do it. And I think there's a lot of that, you know, can-do spirit. There's a lot of that ability, and it's in our DNA to be hard workers, to show up every day and get the job done. And I think most of us are very pragmatic people about, let's meet the challenge. Let's work together, Democrat, Republican, young and old, black and white, whatever it might be, to just get things done. And I think there's a lot of opportunities that we can take advantage of in the next coming years.
For, Butler County is, I think, a little bit different. Maybe you would have a little bit more insight into this than I would. I mean, you're having another group of commissioners that will be going into their third term as your replacement in Allegheny County. Other commissioners around the area are starting anew. What is the biggest challenge for somebody who ascends to a county government position to oversee counties? What challenges do they have that may not be on their radar that all of a sudden will be presented to them?
Well, the thing about when you get elected to office, you campaign because you get questions at a candidate forum or things might come up, but you never know what you're going to govern. You never know when a bridge is going to collapse in your county, or you never know when there's going to be some upheaval in public safety, or of course, a couple of years ago, the pandemic. You know, how do you deal with something like that? None of us, including me, ever had that question at a candidate forum. You know, what are you going to do in a pandemic? Because we hadn't had one for 100 years. So you really never know. So it's really about, when you come in, especially the new ones, you know, to try to maybe learn a little bit from the people who have some institutional knowledge. And that doesn't just mean that the other two commissioners or other one commissioner, it could be a department head. It could be the head of public works. It could be your parks director. It could be your economic development director or human service director. So what I found when I came in 12 years ago is there are a lot of people that have really, really deep knowledge about how to operate government. And I know we often, you know, we read stories in a paper, you get caught up in the conflicts that sometimes happen in philosophy on different issues. But really, when it comes down to paving a road or fixing a bridge or, you know, helping somebody that's got a mental health issue, it really doesn't come down to political philosophy as much as it just get the job done and do it, you know, the best way that that the experts can have you do that. And I think that as new county commissioners get elected, and you're right, the three county commissioners, and I've worked with them for the last couple of terms, their first two terms, they've been great to work with. But you do have some new ones that have gotten elected in some of these other counties. And as they come in, they're going to have a steep learning curve, but, you know, I'm sure they'll integrate in a good way and work together for the betterment of their counties.
Specifically here in Butler County, again, most people in our audience familiar that, you know, Cranberry, Adams Township, that has exploded. 228 has been under construction for like the last 3 years, you know. As you take a look at that growth and Butler County's, I think, vision to grow where we are here in the downtown area, how does that work? How do you bring growth and business development that starts in an area like that, that was really, for the most part, undeveloped and you can kind of pick and place, to an area like this that has pockets of a little bit levels of poverty or things that have been run down? How do you bring growth and development from outside suburbs into a downtown area like Butler?
Well, you probably won't see it from, like, you know, someone from the outside to come in and, you know, kind of tell people how to do things. But it's really about learning what opportunities and what strong assets are available here in downtown Butler. So is it around the great restaurant scene? Is it around, you know, some of the things that might be around manufacturing? Is it around some things around technology? Or there are some things that are just starting to grow that could be, you know, amplified in this area? So working with folks like chambers of the local Chamber of Commerce, with working with some folks like some of the local developers, working with the mayor and the town and the borough council about what opportunities are there, because not everybody wants to live in an urban setting. Not everybody wants to live in a rural setting. It just depends what assets you really have. And as you have these pockets of poverty, how can we help lift folks like that out of poverty? The one thing I'm happy about right now in this region is there are a lot of jobs, and there are unfilled jobs. And how do we get people that need the jobs into those jobs? Some of it is around skills, workforce development, you know, improving the training that the individuals can have to get those jobs. And then how do they get there physically, transportation-wise? Do we need to improve mass transit so people can get to, if there's a lot of jobs in Cranberry, but you're living, you know, 20 miles away, how do we get those people to the Route 228 corridor in Adams Township and Mars and Cranberry and some of the things that are happening there? So there's opportunities. And I think, again, as I talk about us being pragmatic people, I think we can all sit down around the table and work on solutions that can help improve people's lives.
When it comes to development in a, I mean, I guess it's probably a combination of the two, but do you lean, like, in the downtown area like Butler, again, do you lean that that's more cultural development in terms of let's have restaurants and theaters and different things like that, or do you think having manufacturing facilities around it can help it grow?
I think it could be a little bit of both, but it's really about listening to what the people that okay. are there, and particularly the people that have been elected by the people to represent them. And some of it could be that they want manufacturing in their town, and some might We don't want manufacturing. We would rather have a burgeoning art scene, art galleries where people can come together, or trails and recreation that we can access. And I think about towns in the southern part of the SPC, where like in Connellsville, where they've really leaned into the Great Allegheny Passage, the trail that comes right through there, and the hotels that they've built up, and the bed and breakfast that they've built up, and the restaurants, because it's a major destination stopping place for Connellsville. Now, Connellsville used to be, again, a steel mill town with Coke, and years ago, and the kind of transformation that occurs on something like that. One of the trails we're trying to build now is the Pittsburgh to Erie Trail that will come up along the Allegheny River over on probably the other side of Butler County. But, as you come up through Armstrong County and Freeport and places like that, again, what can build up around that, and the amount of money that gets spent by visitors who go to hotels, who stay at hotels, who go to restaurants, who go to the coffee shop and the ice cream shop and the bike store and all these things that come about. It really just depends on us listening to what the local communities wants. And that's something that you're going to see out of the SPC as I take office in a couple of weeks, is setting up these meetings in these various towns with the county commissioners, with Commissioner Oshigar and Boozle and the Chamber of Commerce, and how do we bring the right people to the table to give us kind of good information that we can go after the resources in Washington and Harrisburg to help jumpstart some things that could happen.
10 years from now, what's your vision for this region?
Young people are staying here, and that all the counties are growing with population, that young people, that parents who now might think, when my kid gets out of school, they're probably going to go away. They're probably going to move to Charlotte or move to Atlanta or move to Houston or somewhere else. I want a mindset where people, when they grow up, say, I'm glad there's jobs down, 5 miles from here, so that my kids can live there and I get to see my grandkids and and I don't have to go on an airplane and fly across the country to go see my grandchild's school play or little league game or soccer game.
In your new role, will you be involved in helping fix the Steelers offense?
Like everybody
Does
else,
that come with the position.
I'm a big fan, and the thing about the Steelers is, and I'm to a certain age. I remember back in the '70s, those Super Bowl teams. We've had over a long arc of about 50 years, the Steelers have been pretty good. And what happens sometimes, you have ups and downs, and maybe we're hitting a little bit of a trough right now, but we'll be back. We'll be back.
Rich Fitzgerald, a new executive director of Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Rich, again, appreciate you making the trip up here.
Thank you. We're going to look forward to doing it on in the future. Thanks, Tyler.
Sounds good. Again, if you missed any of our interview with Rich, you can check it out online, as always, WISR680.com, and on Spotify as well. I'm Tyler Friel, saying so long for now.